Jeremy Bradley here once again, live in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hopefully you can hear me, and we've got signal. I'm underground right now at the City Market Catacombs, and of course all of our indie adventures are brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Steve, you're going to love this. Everyone loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, get it? See, look at it on the card. Dogmestic pot, P-A-W, Basil, have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion. Whether they are formal in their tuxedos, wearing their Christmas antlers, or just giving you those sad puppy dog eyes, your message will make people smile. I paused there. We're going to talk about your dog in a second. Check out the collection at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com for all the crazy greeting cards. Stevie, you got to talk about your new puppy, your husky puppy.
I do have a new puppy. Her name is Sasha. She's now about a little over 5 months old, and she's blind. She was born blind. And so as if having a puppy isn't challenging enough, let's add blind to that. And it's been a very interesting ride, and I've learned a lot. And she's a very, very happy puppy, and it's amazing to watch the other senses kind of take over, and she's easily, she navigates the house in the backyard easily, and she knows exactly where her water bowl is and exactly where her food bowl is, trust me on that. We have three other dogs at home, too, who kind of assist in the effort.
You've got the menagerie, that's right. You've got all of the three other dogs that joining us. So I mentioned at the top, we're in the catacombs. First off, explain what this is, because to me it's like we're in a tunnel from decades ago. And what does this date back to?
1886. It was the original basement to what was Tomlinson Hall that stood above it from 1886 to 1958 when it tragically burned in a fire.
Tell us how it burned. There was the bird.
So there was a pigeon, and this actually made the Indianapolis Star. This story made the Star, the local newspaper, the next morning. So there was a pigeon who allegedly was carrying a lit cigarette and dropped said cigarette on the roof of Tomlinson Hall, and it just continued to burn. And there were 22 firefighting units on site that January 1958. More than 3 million gallons of water were used to extinguish this massive fire. Tomlinson Hall burned significantly, but a little less than 50%, but they deemed it too expensive to replace and rebuild. So what we are left with are the catacombs and a brick archway that stands out on Market Street above ground. But the catacombs are a labyrinthian brick archway in Indiana limestone space that's about 22,000 square feet. Again, it served as the basement to Tomlinson, so it housed the boiler system. At some point, City Market merchants used it for storage. At one point, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department used it as a firing range, which I think is interesting. Didn't last very long, way too loud. But we today use it for different functions like Prohibition Repeal Day parties.
Let's talk about that. And then, Joe, in the meantime, if you might get us some guns, we're going to do some firing down here as well. But yeah, so there's events, because you also do tours, and I see there's a circle of chairs as well. So let's talk about what else happens down here.
Sure. We actually opened up the catacombs in 2012 for the Super Bowl, when Indianapolis hosted the Super Bowl. And we figured anybody coming to a Super Bowl has done everything. What do we have that's unique? What do we have?
Yeah.
So we said, let's open up the catacombs. Let's partner with Historic Landmarks of Indiana. They can write the script. We have the asset, and we can share the proceeds. But it'll be a unique experience for the people coming to Indy from all over the world. And it certainly was a very successful venture. I don't know that we actually got anybody coming to the Super Bowl. It was all local people saying, what? Indianapolis has catacombs. We had no idea. And it was so successful that every year, May through October, we host the public tours. And it just continues to grow and be great. We host other events down here too, such as we partner with Indie Film Fest to host movie screenings.
And what kind of movies?
They're always very site-specific and very fitting to the setting. So Fight Club, Labyrinth, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Phantom of the Opera, those kind of movies.
Do you scare easily?
I do. And in fact, I'll tell you. So last Halloween, we hosted a movie called As Above, So Below. Okay. And the movie is set in Paris, France.
It's a French movie, yeah.
Uh-huh. They're catacombs. And then students, archaeological students, who go into the catacombs in Paris, and they're researching, and somehow they get locked in these catacombs. And then from that point on, bad things happen, and bad enough things happen that I said, nope, can't do it, I'm out. And I couldn't watch anymore, because she, you know, just no, just no. But the reason...
The mayor told me about that, by the way. That's how I'm asking you about it.
Mayor Joe?
We're in the, to go with the mayor, yeah. Go ahead.
It's a theme. So the chairs are in a circle, and this is an interesting story because every year on March 30th, we host an event for Earth Hour. So if you're not familiar with Earth Hour, it's where globally people are encouraged to turn their electricity off at 9 p.m. for an hour, just, you know, get in a green habit of doing something for conservation. And we hosted the event here in the catacombs. The chairs represented where a local organization of a national chapter called the Threshold Choir were singing. And it's comprised of female a cappella singers whose mission is to sing at people's deathbeds, thereby kind of easing the stress of that transition.
Right.
So they were singing, it was awesome, it was great, it was hair-raising and haunting and beautiful and all those things. So flash forward after the event about 6 weeks, and I was giving a tour, and one of the girls in the tour took a picture of just the arrangement of chairs. And she looked at her viewfinder and she said, well, now this is interesting. And I said, you know, what do you see, what do you have? And it was a silhouette of a female form in a chair. So we try not to move them. If we do move them, they go right back.
You know, I was taking pictures down here with the BlackBerry, so there's a good chance we won't even see anything in the pictures. we've got to get back to the music here on our show. What we're going to do is we're going to go upstairs, though, because there's even more, well, there's more lively action up there, and we'll talk about what else people can do here at the City Market, okay?
You bet.
All right, indie.jbonair.com is where we've got that.